BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
So we have breaking news out of Pakistan this morning. Taliban suicide bombers and gunmen storming a school, killing at least 126, most of them students.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, December 16, 2014. I'm Sybil Wilkes, and as you heard, all eyes at this point this morning are on Pakistan, where the military-run school in northwest Pakistan, the Taliban stormed the school, mowed down over 100 people, most of them children, as you heard, and still more. They are fearful because the numbers have been growing all night into the morning. Yesterday, our eyes were on the city of Sydney, Australia, where a self-styled Islamic cleric who held terrified Australians hostage in a cafe. They report that he had a history of crime and an obsession with being an extremist, according to authorities, and they called him another lone wolf. The 16-hour hostage standoff ended with gunfire when heavily armed police stormed the cafe in the heart of Sydney's financial district. Two hostages and the gunman were killed, according to authorities. One was the manager and the other was a customer there and the mother of three children. The case of John Crawford III in Ohio, the man who was killed in an Ohio Walmart in August. After killing the man at the Walmart, police interrogated his girlfriend, accusing her of lying, threatening her with jail time, and suggesting she could be on drugs, according to a video posted on The Guardian's website. And they say that this was a case in which the family is now being regarded as guilty, as well as the victim of all of this. Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old boy who was shot and killed in November, died from a gunshot wound of the torso with injuries of a major vessel, intestines, and pelvis, according to an autopsy revealed last week. The county medical examiner's report ruled his death a homicide. Today on BlackAmericaWeb.com, the great Michael Kottman asked, will there be justice for Tamir Rice, and will the family get their justice? And sadly, Michael says he's not confident that that will happen. We talked about this just a little bit ago at the opening of the show this morning, and Camille Cosby, the wife of Bill Cosby, is speaking out after numerous sexual assault allegations against her husband. She said, "The man I met and fell in love with and whom I continue to love is the man you all knew through his work." Seemingly prompted, she says, by the University of Virginia rape story, "He is a kind man, a generous man, a funny man, and a wonderful husband, father, and friend. He's the man you thought you knew." And she says that those things that are coming out in the media, just look at what happened with Rolling Stone and their University of Virginia rape story, which has turned out to have a lot of holes in it. And she says that we are not doing this, we're not doing her husband any justice by talking about this and assuming that he is guilty at this point. We're going to talk to the man as well coming up this morning who had the one interview with Mr. Cosby that was printed in New York Post newspaper this week, and talk to Stacey Jones and about that, Stacey Brown, and about that interview. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.
And on The View yesterday, Sybil, I saw Whoopi Goldberg pretty much grilled Beverly Johnson about her allegations that Bill assaulted her. And we'll touch on that coming up, too. That was the credible news. Thank you so much, Sybil. But up next, we got that seriously ignorant. Ignorant News with Damon Williams. It is 15 before the hour on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.